Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where we talk about all things tennis all the time. I'm James Lynn. You know, I've been around this wonderful sport of tennis for over 30 years as an avid player, instructor, and fan of the game. You know, I grew up watching some of the greats in this game, from Borg to Connors, McEnroe, Lendl, Sampras, Agassi, and on the ladies' side, Evert, Navratilova, Graf, Seles. I mean, the list goes on. Those are some great, great players. And over the past 10 years or so, you know, we've been treated to a very special era of tennis with Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, Serena, Venus, and Sharapova. I mean, these six players alone have amassed an astonishing 74 Grand Slam singles titles. So this is truly a golden era of tennis. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about the men's game, in particular, Novak Djokovic, and whether he can equal or even eclipse Roger Federer's record of 17 Grand Slam titles. Now, Djokovic currently has 10 major titles. He's got 5 Australian, 3 Wimbledons, and 2 US Opens. Now, getting to 17 from 10 is obviously no easy task. But I believe that if Djokovic is able to stay healthy over the next maybe 3 years or so, he's got a very good chance of catching Federer and perhaps even passing him. And of course, this assumes that Federer's Grand Slam total will remain at 17, which I believe is probably going to be the case. You know, Federer, at the ripe old tennis age of 34, played some great tennis in 2015. And had it not been for Djokovic, Federer would have added 2 more Grand Slams to his total. But the fact is, Federer's 34, and he'll turn 35 in August. Yes, he's super talented and keeps himself in tip-top shape, and he does a great job with scheduling his tournaments so he doesn't tire himself out. But as we know, Father Time always wins. And aside from battling Father Time, Federer will have to deal with a resurging Rafael Nadal in 2016, I think. I mean, Rafa looked like he was regaining a little bit of his form towards the end of what was a bit of a topsy-turvy year in 2015. And Nadal's heavy left-handed topspin and uber-athleticism has always been a matchup problem for Federer. That's why head-to-head, Federer is only 11-23 against Nadal. You know, and on top of that, several of the young guys like Raonic and Nishikori, for example, are entering the primes of their careers, and they'll be even more hungry to win their first Grand Slam title. You know, all in all, I think it'll be very challenging for Federer moving forward to, you know, even come close to replicating the good Grand Slam results he had last year, where he reached 2 finals. So why do I believe Djokovic has a very good chance of catching and passing Fed? Well, let's consider a few things. You know, let's look at momentum. You know, Djokovic has been playing some of the most dominant tennis we have seen since Federer's great runs in 2005 and 2006. If you recall, in 2005, Federer won 81 of 85 matches, winning 11 titles, including 3 Grand Slams and 4 Masters. And then in 2006, believe it or not, he did even better. He won 92 of 97 matches, won 12 titles, including 3 more Grand Slams and 5 Masters wins. Well, if you look at the year Novak Djokovic just had in 2015, Djokovic won 82 of 88 matches, won 11 titles, which included 3 Grand Slams and 7 Masters 1000 events. Basically, after losing early in 2015 at Ivo Karlovic, Djokovic made 15 consecutive finals to finish out the year. So if momentum is an important factor, and it is, then Djokovic certainly has that in his favor. And seeing how he just crushed Nadal in the finals of the season opening tournament in Doha this past weekend, 2016 is off to a pretty good start for Djokovic. The other factor to consider is what kind of competition Djokovic can expect to face over the next 3 to 4 years. Look, Djokovic is 28 years old. He'll turn 29 in May around the time of the French Open. And barring injury, he will likely have another 3, maybe 4 very productive years before Father Time starts to make himself known. And if we look at Djokovic's primary competition at these majors, now look, we've talked a little bit about Federer. Yeah, again, he played some great tennis in 2015, but again, age 34 going to 35 in August, I think it's just going to be very difficult for him to replicate what he did last year. And sentimentally, I would love to see Federer win another Grand Slam. I just don't think it's going to happen. There are now a few more obstacles in his way, one of which is Novak Djokovic. Now, Federer does have a respectable head-to-head record of 22-22 against Novak, but Djokovic has won 5 of the last 6 finals they've played, which of course include last year's US Open, Wimbledon, and the season-ending Barclays World Tour Finals. If we look at Rafa Nadal, I mean, Rafa will turn 30 in June. And even though he's only 1 year older than Djokovic, Nadal plays a very physical brand of tennis, which has led to greater physical wear and tear. I mean, the fact is, Nadal has had to take chunks of time off from the tour over the past few years due to injury. Now, he did play a full schedule in 2015, but he never really looked comfortable until really the final two or three tournaments of last year. Now, Nadal's head-to-head record versus Djokovic is also respectable at 23-24, but it's been all Djokovic in their recent matchups. I mean, Novak's won the last five meetings and nine of their last 10. In fact, over the last five head-to-head matches, Djokovic hasn't lost a set. He's won 11 sets in a row against Nadal. And then if you look beyond Federer and Nadal, who do we have? Maybe Andy Murray? I mean, let's face it. Murray is the same age as Djokovic, and both of Murray's Grand Slam titles, the 2013 Wimbledon and 2012 US Open, came against Djokovic in those finals. But since parting with Ivan Lendl as his coach in early 2014, Murray has really struggled, I think, to regain the form that yielded those two major titles. And Murray's head-to-head record versus Djokovic is also fairly underwhelming. I mean, it's 9-21. Djokovic has also won 9 of the last 10 meetings. So for Djokovic, it's been a very clear pattern of success over the past couple of years against arguably his three greatest rivals, especially on the biggest of stages. But what about some of these other guys, like Stan Wawrinka? Well, Stan has two Grand Slam titles, and he did beat Djokovic to win the 2015 French Open. But Djokovic has dominated their head-to-head matchups. I mean, Stan is only 4-19 against Djokovic, and Stan isn't getting any younger either. He'll turn 31 in March. What about some of these young upstarts like Kyrgios or Dimitrov or Čorić posing a serious challenge to Djokovic at the majors? Again, I just don't see it, at least not for the next couple of years. I mean, this group of talented young players, and you can include Raonic and Nishikori in that group as well. The problem is that none of these young guys, except for Nishikori at the 2014 US Open where he was a finalist, have yet to break through at a Grand Slam. And Nishikori was hampered by injuries on and off in 2015, so he wasn't really able to show any real follow-up to his good Grand Slam results from 2014. So for Djokovic, the next 2 to 3 years look very favorable. As long as he can stay healthy and stave off the occasional challenge from that player who happens to be playing lights out and making a serious run at a particular Grand Slam, I believe he's got a very realistic chance to catch and perhaps even pass Federer come 2018. I think to do so, Djokovic has to win 6 of the next 8 majors, which I think is highly probable for all the reasons we've just been talking about. I mean, winning 6 of the next 8 majors will give him 16 majors, leaving him one shy of Federer's record going into 2018, when Novak will be on the other side of 30 years old, going on 31. Regardless, it's going to be an incredible treat over the next 2 to 3 years to see whether Novak can sustain this incredible level of play and ultimately catch or pass Roger's 17 major titles. Though the first Grand Slam of 2016 kicks off with the Australian Open next week. You know, we're obviously looking forward to seeing some incredible jaw-dropping tennis as we usually do. So good luck, Novak Djokovic. We'll be watching. Well, that's all. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.